As the nation's airline industry struggles to recover from last week's attacks, federal transportation officials are working on a plan to make sure that air travel is safe. Today, members of Congress urged the Department of Transportation to act quickly to restore confidence in flying. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it will be difficult to enact new plans as quickly as Congress might like.
The federal government is worried about the state of commercial aviation in this country, but members of the Senate Commerce Committee said today they are even more worried the nation might repeat the pattern of past aviation crises. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden said it begins with a horrible aviation tragedy.
Second, there is tremendous outrage in the Congress and in the country. Third, there are various recommendations issued by commissions and blueprint studies. And then fourth, there is slow motion implementation of those recommendations.
One of those abandoned recommendations suggested that baggage screening needs to be dramatically improved to ensure that no hijackers can once again use knives to take control of a jetliner. Since last week's attacks, the government has rushed to improve screening practices, but Florida Senator Bill Nelson says that as recently as last Friday, local sheriffs were able to sneak weapons past security at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Nelson held up a pretty dangerous-looking Leatherman utility knife.
It is an all-purpose tool. It folds up. The knife blades fold up. In addition, the officers were able to get through the box cutters, the very same tool that we have been told has been utilized by the terrorist in last week's terrible tragedy.
Up till now, the airlines have hired baggage screeners. Senators were pretty much unanimous that the only way to improve standards is to put aviation security in the hands of the federal government. The question is, just what does that mean? Congress could adopt standards for hiring and training baggage screeners. Legislation to do that passed last year, but has not gone into effect. Or Congress could turn baggage screeners and other security personnel into federal employees. But that would require creating a new agency with thousands of employees. When senators pushed Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta to declare his preference, he couldn't really say.
It's going to be enhanced. It's going to be a hell of a lot better than it is right now. But I can't guarantee you, sitting here, that these are going to be civil servant employees doing the job.
Lawmakers are finding that even in times of extreme crisis, there's need for study and hearings and discussion. Senators showed support for expanding the Air Marshal Program, but airline pilots say these efforts should be taken away from the Federal Aviation Administration and given to a law enforcement agency. And in the aviation business, even small changes are complex, like choosing a design to bolt the cockpit door shut. Regulators must find a way to secure the door while allowing pilots to escape in an emergency, or just to answer calls of nature. Each senator had a unique suggestion on how to improve security. California Democrat Barbara Boxer had her own ideas on how to protect pilots.
Have you looked at doing this right away? A heavy bolt to go on the door and a camera in the cockpit that looks out at the passengers and at what's happening in the cabins.
Such cameras do not exist today. Before these or other security ideas can go into effect, there will likely be a need for more hearings. Rules will have to be written. More personnel will have to be hired. When it comes to aviation security, doing it quickly and doing it right may not be possible. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.